It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, educator Laurie Fisher and former music critic Joshua Cosman. And now here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne. It's a lovely day for a parade, isn't it? All right. Well, welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend. And we do hope you can give us an hour of your very valuable time today, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, that's what we are looking for, your participation. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to have you call. Hopefully you'll be responding to one of the questions we're going to be giving out soon, or you can have a question of your own. That's perfectly fine. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. Don't worry, I'll be giving those numbers out again more than is necessary, I'm sure. And just to remind you, you can also email us. We like to talk to you, but if you'd like to email, that's fine too. And that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is mindsovermatter1. That's the numeral one. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org, or just by turning on your radio. And if you're waiting for the podcast, and who isn't, Joanne will have it up in a reasonable amount of time, and that will also be at kalw.org and other places as well. But start with KLW. That's always appreciated. All right, just another reminder, 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. This really is a good time to call. Sometimes we get a little crowded toward the end of the show, and we don't want to miss your call. So feel free to call in as soon as possible. All right, so we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Joshua Cosman loves a good puzzle, but why wouldn't the San Francisco Symphony want to retain the services of one of the world's great music directors? Is not one of them.
Yes, that was clearer with the quotation marks. But
so, what's the reason, Josh?
Well, that's, we don't know. We don't know. It's a puzzle, and it's not a puzzle I love. Right. He was here, and now he's gone. Laurie Fisher is looking forward to a lifetime of no kings, at least here in the United States. It doesn't seem like a lot to ask.
And it doesn't. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thinks no kings is all very well. But what about the knaves and jokers who enable them? Nice.
Well played.
All right. And we're going to begin the questioning with our special guest today, Josh Cosman.
Oh, thank you, Dana. So I'm going to model myself in this, as in so many ways, and I'm Kira Pace. Start with an introductory question and then a list question. I think the introductory question should give you no trouble, but my introductory question is, do we have kings in the United States?
Is this a trick question?
Otherwise, it is not a trick question.
So king as in...
No, Dana. Lori's got the correct answer.
All right.
No kings. Give the man a bell. No filibustering here.
Thank you.
No kings. That is the correct answer. Here's the list question. We may not have monarchs, but we do have kings. I'm going to give you clues for a number of prominent, well-known people whose last name is King. Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me who they are. Give them their full name, please. So if I tell you, if I ask you the organizer of the Montgomery bus boycott, you might say, Martin Luther King Jr. is optional. So who are these well-known kings? Number one, tennis legend. Number two, a U.S. vice president. Number three, actor who appeared in the first two Godfather movies? Number four, a prize-winning local architecture critic. Number five, the MC for John F. Kennedy's 1961 presidential inauguration. Number seven, the cartoonist who created Gasoline Alley. Number eight, Richard Bachman. Number nine, the only Oscar-winning actor who fits this category. Number 10, Canadian Prime Minister. And finally, all five inductees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, you don't have to name them all, but you can name them one at a time. So these are famous people named King, a tennis legend, a U.S. vice president, an actor who appeared in the first two Godfather movies, a prize-winning local architecture critic, the MC for John F. Kennedy's 1961 presidential inauguration, cartoonist who created the classic newspaper strip Gasoline Alley, Richard Bachman, the only Oscar-winning actor in this category, Canadian Prime Minister, and five inductees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
That's a lot of kings for No King Day.
A lot of kings to crown. Well, I'll take a couple. Richard Bachman is also known as his real name of Stephen King, I'm pretty sure.
That is correct.
And at least one of the five rock and roll inductees is B.B. King.
That is right.
I'll stop Good. With two for
All right,
now.
That's two. Dana?
All right.
Some of these are deliberately, moldy just for you.
Thanks. All right. Let me think about this. So the Canadian Prime Minister is Mackenzie King.
That is correct. You know his full name?
No, I do not.
William Lyon Mackenzie King.
Okay. And the vice president, I'm not quite getting the name right, is Rufus Devane King. Is that?
No, that's not correct. I don't know who Rufus Devane King is.
Rufus, okay, wait a minute. But there is a 19th century vice president named King.
That is correct.
So let's see. Uh-huh. All right, I have to think about that. I will come up with that. But I believe he died in office.
Oh, really?
I believe so. And I think it was Franklin Pierce's vice president.
That is correct. The only notation I made is that it was Franklin Pierce's vice president. Yes.
He died in the West Indies where he had gone for his health or something. And I don't think he I'm not sure he even was in Washington to any of his job. So, okay.
That's a terrible story. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I'm sorry. So, and what was left?
Well, go ahead. Lori's going to...
I was going to say, Joanne is saying that Billie Jean King is the tennis legend.
And Joanne is correct, as she often is. And give Joanne a bell. So yes, the tennis legend was Billie Jean King, the U.S. vice president, who was, in fact, Franklin Pierce's vice president. Still looking for actor who appeared in the first two Godfather movies, the prize-winning local architecture critic, the MC for John F. Kennedy's 1961 presidential inauguration, the cartoonist who created the classic strip Gasoline Alley, the only Oscar-winning actor to fit this category, and, we had five inductees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Lori got B.B. King. There are four others.
The actor in the Godfather movies, is that a male or a female?
A female.
Okay. William King. That's the name of the VP.
William. That is correct. I was going to say William King is not in the Godfather movies. Yes, you are correct. William King was Franklin Pierce's evidently ill-starred vice president.
Very much so. Yes.
Did he get another one after that?
No, he did not.
Huh. Okay.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, are they all individuals, or could the King be part of a band's name, like King Crimson?
They're actual people, but in fact, I thought you were asking, one of the five is inducted not as a solo act, but as a prominent member of a band.
Okay, and Joanne says that. Go ahead. I was going to say David called in with Carole King as being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So
and David is very much correct. Carole King is in there.
All right. So we have Bell.
All right. So there we go.
Okay. So
carry on.
Leave that out. And Lori, why don't you go ahead?
All right. Well, my question is relevant to America today and today's activities. I'm interested in this United States that have the highest percentage of foreign-born residents. I'm looking for the five states of the United States in which the highest percentage of people living here were not born in the United States. Hmm. And all of them have more than 19% of their population being foreign-born.
Once more, Laurie, if you don't mind.
So I'm looking for the states in the United States that have the largest percentage of foreign-born residents. And so just what the highest percentage of the population of that state is foreign-born. All of them have more than 19%. So five of the 50 states.
I wouldn't guess this is right at the top of the list, but maybe in the top five would be Michigan.
No, it's not. It's just off.
Okay.
Joanne is guessing Hawaii, also not correct.
Okay. So I guess it makes sense to suggest that California is one. Is California?
California's, it is, 27.3%. Very good. Give yourself a bell on that.
I thought that was too obvious, so I didn't.
Yeah. Well.
Well, if he's going to say California and get it right, I'm going to guess Texas.
Yeah.
I would think so too, but it's also not on the list.
Oh,
I was surprised. Yeah.
I can't win today.
All right. Well, how about Florida or Arizona?
Florida, yes. Florida's fourth on the list with 22%, and Arizona's not on the list.
Okay.
So we're looking for three more. Josh, you want one more?
No, nothing comes to mind. no.
Okay. All right. So we're looking for three of the top five states in the United States that have the highest percentage population of foreign-born residents. California was first. Florida was fourth. We're looking for three more.
Okay.
Great.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
It's me. Hi. Let me ask this question. Tomorrow is Father's Day, okay? George Washington is known as the father of the country. How many children did he have, the actual George Washington?
He didn't have any, I don't think he had any children at
Martha,
all.
He had some stepchildren from Martha, from his marriage to Martha Washington, right?
You are correct in that regard. Let me ask you a question. Who, what George is he related to? Another general named George.
After him or before him?
After.
Is he related to George Patton?
Yeah, exactly right. First cousin, fourth generations removed, George Patton. Very good. So let me ask you another. Who is known as the father of the symphony?
Well, that would be Joseph Haydn.
Right, also known as Papa Haydn. Okay, and who is known as the father of the atom bomb?
Joseph Teller.
Yes, Teller.
Josephs. They're all Josephs so far.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to make that connection, but yeah, when I was researching this, George Washington, related to, can you name other people he was relating? I'm talking about other presidents related to, I'm talking about through marriage and stuff like that.
Oh, well, there's more. There are a few, but I would just be.
Oh, it was such a small group of people. One was James Madison, and another one is Zachary Taylor. By the way, lots of relationships here. Just something to think about on Father's Day. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Feel free to give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Our panel today, that would be Joshua Cosman. He writes about music on Substack, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
And on a Pacific Mile.
Creates puzzles as well. And Lori Fisher teaches at Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM, that is KALW, your local public radio station. All right, let me give you a couple questions here. What American food, very familiar American food, has had the most logo redesigns in the history of American food products?
That's
what
a great
very
question.
Familiar American food has had the most logo redesigns in the history of American food products? 10.
And it's food, not a beverage, correct?
It is food. And it's a very familiar food, a very familiar product, I should say, particular product.
So if it's had 10 redesigns, it's been around for a long time.
It has been around for about 100 years, a little more than 100 years.
Okay. Is it a canned good?
It is not a canned good.
Is it Betty Crocker?
Not Betty Crocker.
So it's a food, not a brand. Is that
it
correct?
Is, yeah. It's a food and a brand, but it's a brand that I'm looking
But it'd
for.
Be a specific food, not, you know, General right. Mills. Okay. Yeah. Would all three of us be likely to have it in our homes right now?
I'm sure you've all eaten it at some point.
All right. I got to think about this.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Is it
a cereal? Or
it's
more,
not
or
a cereal. No, but it is a shelf food that you would buy off the shelf in a package.
Yeah.
So what American food buy off a shelf in a supermarket has had the most logo redesigns in history? I believe it was the food was first marketed in 1912.
And is it a sweet?
It does have sugar in it. Yes. Mm.
It's an evasive answer, so it might be a cookie. You know, Oreo. How long has the Oreo been around?
Yeah. Well, that happens to be it. It is the Oreo.
Oh really?
Yeah.
All right. 10 designs. Right. Wow. Okay. Whew. All right.
Okay. I'll start all over again. Thanks.
You're welcome.
What is the boy's baby name, first name, that has fallen in favor furthest? Can't say that too fast, has fallen in favor furthest from 7th in 1925 to 232 in 2025. It's a very well-known first name. What
Seven.
Is the boy's baby name, first name, that has fallen furthest in favor from 7th in 2025, where each year it was reliably in the top 10, to now 232nd in 2025?
I'll start.
I'm sorry. Seventh in what year I wrote
in
down?
In 1925. And now
got it.
232.
Over the course of 100 years, it went from seven to 232.
Yes.
How about Jebediah? That's a long shot.
No, you're trying too hard with that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But is it a biblical name? Would you say?
Yes, it is a biblical
name. So it could be in the Ezekiel, Elijah.
No, those weren't common in 1920.
No, this was seventh most common.
It's
still a common name.
But it's 232nd now.
How about Mark?
Okay, not bad. Not Mark, but you're on the right. You're in the general.
Right. See, it's not Matthew, because Matthew's still rocking it. Is it just John?
It is not John.
Okay.
No.
Let's keep with the classic saints. How about Paul?
Not Paul.
Okay, how about Ringo?
And it is a name. It's in the it is a name from the Bible.
Yeah.
So you know. Okay. So once more, what is the boy's baby name that has fallen in favor furthest from 7th, where it was a very common name, in 1925 to 232 in 2025. So think about that. Next question. What is the landlocked country? One guess, Josh. What is the landlocked country with the longest name?
Ooh.
Switzerland.
Oh.
No.
It's not landlocked?
Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Ooh.
No. Well, let me think about that.
You feel confident about that?
You know,
there's a longer name than that? No.
Is that right? No, it's not called the Democratic Republic.
It kind of is.
No, I mean, no, I can't. That's just called the Congo.
There's the Republic of the Congo. That's a separate
name. Is not Democratic Republic of the Congo.
What is it? There's the Republic of the Congo and there's the Democratic Republic of the Congo and there's
separate countries. All right, let me check into that. But it's not. Okay. It's not
the but one. That's not the one you were thinking.
It's
of.
Not the one.
Well, look, which is the second longest then?
All right, got to think about it.
So. All right. And I will give you a short list question. You may remember last week, or actually, I'll forget that. So, this is a Father's Day question. So, I'm going to give you a list of five actresses, and they all play the daughter of an actor in a film who won the Academy Award for Best Actor for that film. Okay. So, I'm giving you the names of the actresses that played the daughter of a man who won the Academy Award for Best Actress in that film.
I just want to interrupt and say, I love this structure. You did this once on Mother's Day in the reverse, and it was so much fun. So kudos to you for the idea.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Trying to make up for that Congo answer. Yeah. And all right, so here are the actresses. Number one, Olivia Colman. Number two, Ellen Burstyn. Number three, Mary Badham.
Mary?
Badham, B-A-D-H-A-M.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Teresa Wright.
Mm.
And number five, Norma Shearer. So each of these actresses played the daughter of an actor who won the Academy Award in that same film for Best Actor.
I have one for sure, and one maybe.
I'll just give you a list once more, and then we'll be all right. Number one, Olivia Colman. Number two, Ellen Burstyn. Number three, Mary Badham. Number four, Teresa Wright. Number five, Norma Shearer. Okay, I'll give you each one guess. Saying, Laura, you said you had something going.
Yeah, well, Mary Badham was scouted in To Kill a Mockingbird.
That is correct.
Gregory Peck won the Academy Award for that.
Well, I only have one that I know, so I'm glad you didn't take it. Olivia Colman was the daughter of Anthony Hopkins in The Father.
Good. Glad you got that.
Oh, nice. Appropriately named.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But the other ones.
I think I know one more, but I'll hold off.
All right.
I haven't seen it in a while. In the best years of our lives, Teresa Wright the daughter of Frederick March, right?
Yeah, that was the other one I kind of knew.
Daughter who won the best actor for Best Years of Our Lives. Very good.
All right.
So yes, Olivia Colman was Anthony Hopkins' daughter in The Father just a few years ago, actually. Mm-hmm. And Mary Badham was Gregory Peck's daughter in To Kill a Mockingbird. And Teresa Wright was Frederick March's daughter in The Best Years of Our Lives. So we're still looking for Ellen Burstyn and Norma Shearer.
Ellen Burstyn.
Ellen Burstyn.
That's a brain teaser, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was the actor was best actor, not supporting actor.
No, right? Best actor, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's quite a good film, too. All right. And so we have some emails here. Tristan is wondering if Luke is the name that is less popular, but no, it's not Luke. And Tim is wondering if it's David. No. And Cynthia is wondering if it's Donald. No, it's not Donald. And Chris Joanne is wondering if the foreign-born residents, one of the foreign-born resident state is Minnesota.
It is not Minnesota. Excellent guess.
All right. Okay.
And Joanne is guessing Charles for the name that has been displaced on the male
name.
Not
Charles. Not Charles. So I'm just going to run this just very quickly here. What American food, well-known American food, has had the most logo redesigns in history, started in 1912?
Dana, we got that one.
Oh, we did. I'm sorry.
Oh. All right.
All right. Well, it's worth asking again.
Yes.
What is the poised baby name that has fallen in favor furthest from number 7 in 2025 to number 232 in 1925 to number 232 in 2025? So it's quite a common name. It's nothing too strange. And what is the landlocked country with the longest name? And Josh said it was the Democratic Republic of the Congo, but I'm going to put that aside momentarily. And
we're investigating it. Our intern is working on it.
Yes. And then I still have a couple of actresses who played the daughter of a Academy Award-winning actor in the film in which they won their Academy Award for Best Actor. The ones we have left are Ellen Burstyn and Norma Shearer. Okay. And I think we have some lines open if you want to give us a call. That's area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So let's talk about science and the Bible. Let's talk about the Bible. Okay, so Moab and Ammon, their father was also their grandfather. Do you know the famous biblical name of their father that's also their grandfather?
I do not.
You know?
I do not.
Take a guess. Take a guess. It was their father and also their grandfather in the Old Testament.
Abraham.
Yeah, let me give you a hint. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, Lot's daughters.
Lot. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Moab was the son of the younger daughter, and Ammon was the son of the older daughter. Maybe reverse. Okay. Very good. Let's talk about the son now. It's a very interesting story, you know. By the way, the Bible is full of three spicy stories, not just this one. Okay. The son, light from the sun come to us, from the surface of the sun to us, in about 8 minutes. How long does it take the same beam of light to go from the center of the sun to the surface of the sun? I'll give you a choice. 20 minutes, 10 years, or 70,000 years?
I'll go with 10 years.
I'll go with 70,000 years.
Yeah.
Dana, what do you
think? The average, 70,000 years. You know what it is? It's a very, very good scientific thing, by the way, which is, if you're inside a very crowded bar and you're drunk, so they're drunk, you keep bouncing back and forth, and that's exactly what happens with the beam of light. All right, what is the hottest part of the sun? Is it the center or the surface or the corona?
I ask it's the corona.
The corona. Believe it or not, the corona is outside. It is thousands of miles outside the sun. The center of the sun is about 15 million degrees. The surface of the sun is only about 6,000 degrees, but the corona can be millions of degrees. So, you know, science is beautiful, and we should, you know, enhance our kids to go into science field. And all right, one last thing. The word Semitic refers to group of language, religion, or race?
You've asked us this before. I think it's a language.
I know. Yeah, it is language. It's a group of
language. Language group.
It includes Arabic, yes. Arabic, Hebrew, Aramaic, okay. And even Amharic, which is what the Ethiopians speak.
Yes.
It is.
And Maltese also.
And Maltese as well.
Oh.
Okay. What is the Yiddish, by the way, is Germanic language, is not Semitic language. Beautiful show, beautiful thing. Please, everybody, we need to donate more money to all of this beautiful public station, KQDFM, KLAW, and KPFA, because, you know, the current government want to, they actually doing it, just defunding them. Thank you all of the great show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Love to hear from you, so feel free to give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. And Josh, I think it's your turn.
All right. I want to ask you for pairs of neighboring U.S. states whose capitals begin with the same letter. There are four of them. Four pairs of U.S. states that are neighboring, neighboring, and that whose capitals begin with the same letter.
So, Dana, I have a rookie question. Is the capital of Oregon Salem?
It is.
Then I'm going to go with California and Oregon.
Well done. Yes, exactly so. Correct. Salem and Sacramento both begin with the letter S.
Whew. All right.
Don't we have bells anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Not for me, somehow. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry. You said there are four.
There are four of them, but now there are only three because Lori moved too fast for you. Pairs of neighboring states with capitals that begin with the same letter.
All right.
Good question.
You're gonna
are they? I mean, I'm sure we'll come up with them. Aren't there more east of the Mississippi than west?
Well, yeah. I mean, 2-1. of the remainders. I mean, in the original group, they were evenly divided.
Okay. How about Richmond and Raleigh?
I want the state. Yes, that's correct. What are the states?
Richmond, New Hampshire. No, Richmond, Virginia, and Raleigh, North Carolina.
That is correct. Good.
All right.
Two more pairs are out there for the delectation of our callers.
Okay. Great.
Nice.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Are you there? Don't be shy. All right. Oh, there you go. Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, great. Hi. So I wanted to answer the question about the name. It's my dad's middle name. And it is it Joseph?
It is not Joseph.
Ooh, good guess, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And the landlocked country is the Central Republic of Congo. The Democratic Republic of Congo, if I'm not mistaken, has a little western tip that...
Thank you.
Is that true?
Yeah, that actually is true, I think.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? I wasn't sure that... So the DRC is not... I was...
It's so true that I wasn't able to think of it. That's
true. Extra true.
Yeah. So, no, it is... You are partially right, but I'm going to give you credit because the actual answer is the Central African Republic.
Yeah,
so, and you said the Congo, but you're right next to it. So I'm going to give you credit.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks. Those are the only two I have.
Look at that. I'm cheating by looking at the map.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
sure
it.
Enough, there's a little coastal enclave. Thank you.
And research
let that
Danish
be a lesson
now.
To you, Josh.
Yeah, believe me, I've learned my lesson. I'll be done.
Yes, the landlocked country with the longest name is the Central African Republic, which has 22 letters.
So, okay.
And Lori, you can go ahead, I guess.
All right. I have a relatively short question submitted by my favorite audience member, my wife. Last night, we heard a concert when Brandi Clark performed this great song called American Roots, kind of extolling the virtue of that we are all connected, our American roots are connected to the Garden of Eden. But the question is this, she won, I didn't know there was a Grammy Award for American Roots music. Okay.
Wait a minute, just before you get to the question, the premise was that we are all connected to the Garden of Eden in the song?
Yeah, that's our historical, we are all linked back to it somehow. Uh-oh. As far as
they're going to put that up at schools pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it might be. Anyway, so last year, Brandi Clark won the Grammy for American Roots Music, and I want to know what song she sang and who she sang it with, somebody slightly better known than she is. So the question is about the Grammy Award for American Roots Music. And I think that inspired her to write this song called American Roots, which is a fantastic song. But anyway.
Is it somebody like Dolly Parton?
No, but somebody who has performed with Dolly Parton, somebody younger than Dolly Parton.
Somebody younger.
Yeah.
And the name of the singer was who?
Brandi Clark. Brandi Clark is the name of the singer who All won right. performing with this other person.
Well, I don't think it would be the reason I thought of this, but I don't think they would both have the same first name as Brandi Carlile.
It is.
Very oh, is good. It?
It is. It's Brandi Carlile. She sang with Brandi Carlile, who's singing with lots of people now.
Yeah.
And any chance you know the song?
I'd be very impressed. I do not.
Josh, you into American roots music?
No. I'm the guy who just learned that Brandi Carlile and Belinda Carlile are different people. I'm late to this particular party.
You're hipper than
ever. Not to mention that the Congo has a little outlet on the sea.
Yes, I'm learning many. No, I mean, I didn't just learn it from your question.
Brandi Carlile has had a lot to do with kind of Joni Mitchell's revival. They've become good friends. Anyway, so we'll leave it out there. Maybe our audience member knows that Brandi Carlile and Brandi Clark shared the American Roots Grammy for last year for this terrific song.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Leave it out. Or no, not leaving it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, can you hear me? Is it me?
Yes, it's you, and I can hear you.
Okay. I have two potential answers. One, the name of the man is Peter.
Not Peter.
Not nope. Peter. Okay. And then the state is New Mexico.
New Mexico. For you, Dana.
No, that's for me.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the most immigrants or foreign born
yes,
people?
Yeah. Is one of them New Mexico? Yeah.
It is not. New Mexico is not in the top five.
Wow.
Reasonable guess.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And we certainly appreciate you calling. Feel free to give us a call with a question or answer at area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. We have an email from Danny of our longtime listeners, Danny and Sandra, and they're wondering if either Freddie King or Albert King are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Good guess. Both of them are in the Hall of Fame.
Good job on that.
Freddie King and Albert King are both in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Way to go, Danny. Yeah.
Good job. Very good job. All right. Let's see. I think it is. Did we?
We haven't done recapping.
You're absolutely right. I'm scattered today. All right, Josh, you go ahead first.
So I'm looking for notable kings, given that we don't have actual crowned kings in this country, but we do have people named King. These people are famous for one thing or another, and their last names are King. I'm looking for an actor who appeared in the first two Godfather movies. Actually, Dana, with a probing question, pointed out that it's a female actor. A prize-winning local architecture critic, the comedian and actor who was the MC for John F. Kennedy's 1961 presidential inauguration, the cartoonist who created the classic comic strip Gasoline Alley, the only Oscar-winning actor named King, and one last Hall of Fame inductee in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mentioned before that one of them was not inducted as a solo artist, but as a member of a group, and this is that person. The other question I have is about pairs of neighboring states whose capitals begin with the same letter. We got two of them. Dana and Lori got one each. Looking for two more.
All right. I'm looking for in the United States, which five states have the largest percentage of foreign-born residents? And we have California and Florida on the list. We're looking for three more. And then I'm looking as a follow-up to Brandi Clark's song, American Roots. Last year, she won the Grammy for American Roots Music, singing with Brandi Carlile. I'd like to know the name of the song they won it for. That's all I have right now.
And so I was just thinking about your question, Justin. And I can't think of, I'm sure there's more than one comedian named King, but the one that I remember from that era from my childhood was Alan King.
Alan King is correct. Well done. I did not know until I looked this up that he was the MC for the...
Neither did I. I just was trying MC. To think comedian
and King. Is the Godfather actor, am I remembering someone named Morgana King?
You are. Morgana right. King is correct.
Was she in both of those, really?
You know what? I misspoke. I'm sorry. You're right. She's only in the first one.
She's the mother, right?
She's the mother. Mom? I'm sorry. That was an error on my part. I just wasn't thinking.
It didn't prevent me from getting it.
It prevented Dana from getting it, and I feel bad about that. Thank you for the correction. Yes, Morgana King giving that wonderful performance as Mama Corleone. Yeah.
All right. First the Congo and now that.
I know. Even Homer nods.
It's a tough
All right. Everybody makes mistakes, and I certainly make plenty of them myself. All right. And let's see. Lori, you gave yours, right?
Yeah.
I did. Okay. I gave my recap.
Your turn.
It's your turn.
All right. And I'm still looking for what is the boy's baby name that has fallen in favor furthest from number 7th in 2020, or excuse me, number 7 in 1925, get that right, to 232 in 2025. It's a very common name. So it's not nothing.
It's a biblical name.
It is a biblical name, but it's a pretty common biblical name.
I haven't heard Lot in quite a while. Is it Lot?
I'm not surprised.
How about Timothy?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good guess. No, not Timothy, but I would say it's in that ball. It's in, it's as common as Timothy.
Yeah, yeah.
And where am I here? And I still have a couple of actresses. These actresses all played the daughter in a film in which the actor who played their father won the Academy Award for Best Actor. So the ones we have left are Ellen Burstyn and Norma Shearer. So they were each played the daughter in a film in which the actor who played their father won the Best Actor Academy Award. All right, so let me give you a, I don't know if you're going to get this quickly or not, we'll see. What is the oldest landlocked country in the world? And I'm talking about present borders. So that's the question. What is the oldest landlocked country in the world?
Oh, you mean to exist as a country?
Exist as a country continuously, yes. Yes.
So that sounds like Armenia.
It is not Armenia.
Don't tell me Armenia is not landlocked.
it's landlocked. I agree with
you. Okay. All right. But it's not, okay.
Is it in Europe?
Or I don't think I'm going to say where it is.
No. Oh. What about Switzerland? Switzerland?
Yeah, not Switzerland. No.
No? All right.
No. All right. So what is the oldest landlocked country in the world? All right. Continuously existing country, same borders all the way through. And yes, it is the oldest landlocked country in the world.
Okay.
All right.
Joanne says that Brenda called in and is guessing Luke for the boy's name.
Not Luke.
And then guessing Ben E. King from the Drifters is being in the Hall of Fame.
That is correct. Ben E. King with the Drifters is in the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Way to go, Dennis.
All right. Speaking of which, let's see. Maureen is wondering, but we answered this, right? The award-winning actor, we didn't answer this, did we? Was Richard King, is that the actor, or that was Morgana King that you were looking for?
Morgana King, Richard King was, I don't have any Richard King on my list. I was going to say,
All right, Carlton got Alan King. So for the other part of your question, Robin is wondering if Wisconsin is one of the states that has the highest foreign-born population.
It is not.
All right, Wisconsin. Michael is wondering if Samuel is the name. No, it is not Samuel. Oh, let's see. And I think, was this one answered or not? Sparky and Mattery are wondering if New York is one of the...
Nobody has guessed New York.
Nobody has guessed New York, and it's correct. New York is third on the list, 23.1%. So we're looking for two more. Very nice. So we have New York, Florida, and California.
All right. Perfect. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on?
You are.
Okay. So I think this is a first where I got one of my answers was revealed by a host instead of by another caller because I had Ooh. Central African Republic.
Mm. Well, I
decided to tell people about
it. Definitely got a bell.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a couple of more more answers and a question. Yes. Oldest landlocked country, San Marino.
That is correct, San Marino.
Oh.
Okay.
Very good.
Founded in 301 AD.
Yeah. Right. And it's always been a mystery to me about how it remains San Marino instead of having been absorbed into the rest of Italy, but who knows, I'll look it up sometime. Okay, the architecture critic is Jonathan King.
John King, but yes, correct.
Okay, John King. I have two more guesses besides New York about the states. One is Massachusetts because of all of the college there, colleges.
Yeah, but not Massachusetts.
Okay, how about Michigan?
Not Michigan.
Okay.
All the guesses.
Great. Okay, so now my question is, I can think of four countries that exist on more than one continent. On two continents, actually. Actually, I'll just say more than one continent because one of them is disputed.
Well, Turkey is the obvious first
Turkey's
answer.
Turkey's the obvious one, right?
Wait, that's the most... I was going to say Russia is the obvious one.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, Russia's another obvious one, sure.
So, is this a... You're dancing around this trickiness, and I'm wondering if this is about countries that have territorial claims to parts of Antarctica.
No, and this is not about territorial claims. This is about bona fide.
This is about actual. Well.
As in, for example, Hawaii is part of the United States. So
right. So Spain has the two cities whose name I can never remember that are in the North Africa.
Yep.
One starts with the C and the other one doesn't.
Yep.
Very good.
And
okay, there's one more.
How about would Panama or Colombia work for any of that?
Panama is interesting, but that's not. I think that's usually considered Central America, so it's not really considered.
I can never remember where the dividing line is between Central and South America. So, right. And Central, yeah, all right. So, So, is there anything that between North and Central America?
No.
Well, right. Those aren't really separate continents.
Well, I know. I was just trying to think of that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how the oceanic countries are classified in terms of continent. Are they all considered?
Yeah, that's one of the points of contention for my last.
I mean, are we talking about Malaysia being sort of partly on the Asian mainland and then partly on the island whose name I can't think of?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I have a hint if you like.
Sure, right. Please.
This country's longest border anywhere in the world is with Brazil.
Oh, of course. France has got France and French Guiana.
Guiana, right. And we can there's another possibility, the two islands off the coast of Canada. You might want to consider those part of North America.
I can never remember those names.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, and also like the and New Caledonia, I think, is still French, but I don't know if you could consider that part of a continent. But okay, that's it.
Thank you very much. So Paul sent an email saying Morgana King was in both Godfathers.
Ooh.
Oh. And part two, she told Connie to see her children. That was her part. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it.
So there's your.
Good. Well, thank you for the redemption.
Yeah.
And on the phone, Dwayne is guessing Joseph for the boy's name. I think we heard that before.
It is not Joseph. No.
And Brenda is guessing Indiana for a state with the highest percentage of foreign-born residents. It's not Indiana.
Okay.
So keep going.
All right. And all right, Laura, do you have a quick question you want to throw in?
I do. I heard a piece. Let's see, I'll even give the clue here. There's a brand new professional sports league that has started, and here are the names of four of the teams: the San Francisco Unicorns, the Washington Freedom, the Texas Super Kings, and the Los Angeles Knight Riders. What sport do these people play in this newly formed professional sports league? One right here in San Francisco.
I have no idea, but if it's not Ultimate, I'll be sad.
If not Ultimate, anything. It's the Ultimate, I think.
Is this maybe a cricket team or something like that?
Oh, my God. Dana has gotten a sports question. It's a new professional American cricket league, and the Unicorns are playing.
Well, I know they're playing, they're doing some sort of big cricket tournament in the Bay Area now. So
Yeah. So the Unicorns, the Los Angeles Knight Riders, the Washington Freedom, and Texas Super Kings are four of the 16.
Okay. All right. There we go.
And I'll throw in another one since now it's a quick one. Right. I just read this. Stephen Sondheim wrote for a TV show before he started writing for Broadway. He wrote about 10 or 11 episodes of this well-known 50s TV show. What was it?
I do know this.
Okay.
But I won't
you
say
give it a pause. Yeah.
I don't know. And is it Twilight Zone?
Not Twilight Zone.
I don't know.
No, it's a I'll just give a little hint. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah. With regular comedy characters, kind of
with a
supernatural element. We'll throw that in.
Right.
I was surprised and delighted.
That sounds like My Mother the Car.
It's a generation. It's about 10 years before.
I don't know. That's way before my time.
All right. We'll leave it out there. Or right. Dana will get it before. You already know Dana, right?
I do know. Yeah.
Hang on to it. Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. It's us in Albany.
Hi.
Hey there, Danny and Sandra. We're like coming back like a bad penny. Let's see. I'm honored to be sniped by Dana on cricket. That was awesome.
you knew that.
Sniped on John King, too, unfortunately. I never thought I was interested in architecture, but every time I saw his stuff, I'd read every word. Great stuff.
Okay, so the actor, the King actor, is that Regina King?
That is correct. Regina King won Best Supporting Actress for If Beale Street Could Talk.
I always get this wrong. I get it conflated with a different movie. Is it Some Walls Are Talking or Something Is Talking?
Right, exactly so. It's If Beale Street Could
That's
Talk.
That's it.
There we go. Good job.
Alrighty.
And my other acting nugget, I'm a little uncertain, but if the Ellen Burstyn daughter, she was the daughter to Art Carney in Harry and Tonto.
Right. You're absolutely right. Ellen Burstyn played Art Carney's daughter in Harry and Tonto.
Oh.
What a
good
what
job.
A fun movie.
The luminous Ellen Burstyn.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
I'm wondering if Norma Shearer was the daughter of Charles Lawton in the Barretts of Wimpole Street. Did he win?
She was the daughter of Charles Lawton, but he did not win the Academy Award for that.
All right. Is Arizona one of the largest foreign-born resident states?
I would have thought so, but it is not.
All right. Well, I really desperately wanted Adolf to be the name.
That has fallen off in popularity, I understand.
Yeah, well, we have a good friend named Zechariah. Could it be Zechariah?
No, it's really something much more common than that.
All right, well, that's fine. Okay, well, I had a long and involved music question or two for Josh, but no, I don't have time for that. So here's a short No King's Day question. What is the name of the monarch who was first on a coin in 1741 and is still on that coin today, which is legal tender in England, France, Italy, Belgium, Czechoslovakia, Austria, Yemen, Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, and Mozambique? And they're still on this coin. Needless to say, they are dead, and their country has no monarchs anymore. But who are they?
Oh, what an interesting question.
Wow, what a great question.
So it's interesting. All those countries, have they continuously been on this coin? So it's been all the way through?
Yes, This monarch has been on this coin, exactly same portrait on this coin. I think they might have aged between 1741 and 1780 when they died, but that portrait has been on the coin ever since and is today.
And
the coin.
And this country no longer has a monarch.
Nope.
And the countries, just if you don't mind, just once more, give me the countries.
I cannily put them in this order. England, France, Italy, Belgium, Czechoslovakia, Austria, Yemen, Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, and Mozambique.
Goodness.
I'm just going to be pedantic and point out that Czechoslovakia is not a country.
Well, yeah. But
thank you.
Czechia, yes.
Yeah.
I'll smack him for you.
Gosh.
Wow, what a wonderful question. We are stumped.
Thank you, Larry. May I have
on air.
All right. Since we're running short of time, I need to give you this.
Yeah.
I guess it's one of the things that you either know or you don't. It's Maria Theresa of Austria, of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And she lived till 1780, and the thaler, the silver thaler, was the trade dollar that was used pretty much everywhere that Austria did traded in the world. And it was accepted, was then accepted as legal tender. And then when she died in 1780, her son, Joseph II, succeeded her, and they slapped his face on the coin, and all the foreign countries refused to take it. And so then they scrambled around, and they put her back on it, and everybody said, okay, that's fine. And so she's been on it ever since.
But you mean they're still making these coins?
They sure are. They sure are. I am a happy owner of one.
Thank you. That's a great story.
Yeah, interesting question. All right. Well, thank you very much, Danny and Sandra.
We'll see you next week. Happy No Kings Day.
Yes.
Interesting. Happy. All right. Yeah. All right. One more quick call. Hi, you're on Minds Never Matter.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay. I can already tell that because Zechariah wasn't correct, but I wish these were Abner, Ezra, Nehemiah.
No, none of the above, I'm afraid.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very
Thanks.
Much. Okay, time to clean up here. Josh, start with
you. We got all the kings except for the cartoonist who created Gasoline Alley. That was Frank King. And the states that are neighboring states with capitals beginning the same letter are Ohio and West Virginia, which is Columbus and Charleston. And then in the West, we have Utah and New Mexico. Santa Fe and Salt Lake City are neighboring.
All right.
Okay.
Very nice. Let's see. So, Dana, who Stephen Sondheim wrote for which show?
Topper.
Yeah, he wrote for Topper, which I thought was amazing. Brandi Carlile and Brandi Clark won the American Roots Grammy for a song called Dear Insecurity. I recommend people listen to that, and especially American Roots. And the states we don't have that have the highest percentage of foreign-born residents are New Jersey is second with 24.2, and Nevada is fifth with 19.3.
Yeah, makes sense, Nevada.
Yeah, they joined Florida, New York, and California, and I think that's a wrap for me.
Okay, and let's see. What is the boy's name that has fallen in favor furthest from being number seven in 1925, the 232 in 2025? I must confess, it is my middle name, Richard.
Oh, Richard.
Yes.
Richard. Why do you say Richard is a biblical name? Where did that idea come
King
from?
King Richard.
King Richard?
Yeah, the
was
Crusaders.
In the Bible.
No, I'm just kidding. I believe it is from the Bible, although
I think you need a little remedial religious education there, my friend.
I don't recall
any
prophets named Richard.
All right. Yeah, there's no Richards in the Bible.
No.
That's the old Nebuchadnezzar.
I did think it was a biblical name.
Yeah.
All right, if I led anybody astray, I apologize for that. And the actress who played the daughter, Norma Shearer, played the daughter of Lionel Barrymore in A Free Soul, 1931.
Wow.
I think that's it for me. Anyway, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our guest today, Josh Cosman. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you.
Who writes on Substack about music and other things as well. And Lori Fisher teaches at Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW. And thanks to Joanne Marr for handling and board and phones. Have a great week, everybody. No kings. Enjoy the day. Hopefully you'll join us next Saturday morning at 10. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
This is KALW San Francisco Bay Area.